Didsbury, as home gardeners are currently reaping the fruits of their labor, Town of Didsbury staff are already looking at expanding opportunities for green thumbs in the community next growing season. Council gave administration the go-ahead during last week's regular meeting to apply for federal funding to develop community gardens in town in 2023 after a presentation by Nicole Austin, the Town of Didsbury's manager of community services. It was a good opportunity to tick a box off something that sat on a list for a long time for something that's wanted for the community. We know of people in the community, I know of people in Didsbury, that are either renting or borrowing garden spaces from people in the county because they don't have the ability to do that within their own community. This gives them that chance, said Austin. The project includes the design and installation of two community gardens, serving two ends of Didsbury. As envisioned right now, each community garden would include a water source, a pathway through the gardens, caged fencing, benches, signage, a potting table, a composter, and planted fruit trees. The town of Didsbury is applying to the Natural Infrastructure Fund, which would cover 80% of the estimated $80,000 cost of the project. Council committed by way of motion to provide the remaining $16,000 if the bid is successful. Staff are eyeing Southridge Park and the 15A Street Park behind the town of Didsbury's administration office as locations for about 20 community garden boxes sized to be about 6 feet by 3 feet. So when thinking of where to place them, we were looking at locations in the community that have parks that are either being underutilized or that have a lot of space that this would be a valuable asset and how those parks are currently being used, Austin told council. A community garden is not a new idea, she said. At the 2022 Economic Development Workshop, the Didsbury Economic Development Advisory Committee, DEDAC, representing the public at large, listed floral and vegetation, green space, and community gardens as community improvement suggestions. Community gardens were also identified as a council priority in the 2019 Town of Didsbury Recreation Master Plan Addendum. I think that there are a lot of people that are interested in the community. And it hits a lot of other markers, beauty, and it really centers around food security and good environmental stewardship and all the things we're trying to work towards as a municipality, and I think this is just a next logical step for us, she said. Several council members raised concerns about the garden's ongoing maintenance. Who's going to be police it? Who's going to weed it when someone doesn't weed it? Is this putting more on the staff time? Queried Cown. Joyce McCoy. Austin said she thought there would definitely have to be some policing and monitoring that would have to occur, with the hope that it would be a minimal burden on staff that are already in the parks on an ongoing basis. Our plan was if we were able to go ahead with the application, then we would really work on the logistics on how they would be signed up for it, whether there would be a minimal cost associated with it, because often that encourages people to take better care of them and really connect with other communities that have successful community gardens to just ensure that the ones that were placed in our community were on the right track to be successful, she said. During his deliberations on Austin's ask, Cown. John Baswick questioned the sustainability of the project. What I'm getting at is this a one-trick pony? This year we're all enthused about it and next year they don't even show up to plant anything and then you've got these wooden structures sitting there taking up space in our parks. I don't know what the background is on that. Everyone's all excited right now, but will that continue? Has it been demonstrated to you with other communities? Baswick asked Austin. She said she didn't have any research on other communities' experiences yet, and instead spoke of what we as the world has experienced over the last couple of years with COVID. And how people's interests in gardening and growing flowers have increased substantially. And it's not just hobbyists, she suggested, pointing to the economy and how much things cost right now. So I think food security is an issue. It's an issue everywhere. And it's an issue in Didsbury. If there's a way that we can offer affordably or at no charge, an opportunity for a family to be able to provide produce for their family's needs, then I think that's a success, she said. Staff expect to hear within several weeks of submitting the town's application to Natural Infrastructure Fund, on whether it was successful or not.